Nee, nee. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه لا يحب المسرفين وقال سبحانه وتعالى والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلوا واشربوا وتصدقوا في غير مخيلة وسرف أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه ابن حجر الأسقلاني رحمه الله في أمالي عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we've spoken about the issue of Gaza over and over and over again for multiple weeks, and inshallah we may have to continue this topic for the unseeable future. We do not know, wallahu a'lam. But inshallah, we will give that a rest, inshallah, because there is a ceasefire. Alhamdulillah, whatever they call a ceasefire, but there is a ceasefire. So inshallah, we'll also hold fire for this week. But inshallah, we need to speak on topics that are slightly problematic within our community. In terms of, we have one very, very big issue that we, amongst ourselves, we don't classify as a problem in our community, in our society. We, as Muslims, we will take kufr, shirk, nifaq. We take these things as issues and problematic. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna shirka la zulmun azim." Shirk is a grave injustice. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, where he mentions the hadith, and he mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, "Ijtanibu as-sab' al-mubiqat." Avoid the seven destructive sins. And what did he mention first? الشرك بالله partnering with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu anhuma, mentioned by Khatib Baghdadi rahimahullah in Mishkat, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says thintan mujibatan. There are two things that will have ill consequences, and also one will have a great result and the other one will have a severe result. You die whilst you have tawheed, you go into Jannah. You die, if there is shirk, then that individual goes into hellfire. So, you know, we know about shirk is evil. We know kufr is evil. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the true zalim and the true oppressors and the true terrorists in the world are the kafir. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me and you. Although they will say they are the, mashallah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ These people do not realize they are the troublemakers. They will say the troublemakers are the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ala innahum humul mufsidun, walakin la yash'urun. They are the troublemakers, they do not realize. So we know kufr, shirk, is a problem in society. We know that. We know nifaq and hypocrisy like existed in the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that is problematic as well. So you know there are many, many problems that we realize we find within our community, within our society. We know nifaq is also a problem. Innal munafiqeen fi ad-dark al-asfali min an-nar. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the fifth juz of the Quran, the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, they will be in the lowest category of hellfire. Even lower than the kuffar and the mushrikeen. The likes of Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Salul, Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Munafiq. And there were 300 of them in Medina Munawwara. And Rasulullah gave the names of them to Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. That's why he was classified as Sahibu Sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The confidant of the Messenger of Allah sallam was Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. But one thing we don't classify to be problematic within our community is what? Is israf. Wastage. The question is, what is israf? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions israf in the Quran, that means wastage. Now, what does israf mean? There are two words that you will find in the Quran. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those people who waste are the brothers of shaitan. So what is the difference between israf and tabdhir? In the life of a believer, tabdhir is completely out of the question. That should not exist. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those people who waste, they are the brothers of shaitan. Why they are classified as the brothers of shaitan, that is another topic in itself. But inshallah, why? Because shaitan will go into hellfire. Those people who waste money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, are the brothers of shaitan. So they will also follow shaitan. But what is the difference in the two in the terminology, al-israf wa tabdhir? What is the difference? You spend where it is haram or disallowed for you to spend in Islam. This is called tabdhir. So example, someone goes to watch the cinema, the show, the movie, 6 to 9. Or let's say nowadays we've got the cinema at home. So example, you're getting a CD, you are getting something, and then you're playing on the machine at home. And then you are paying for that, you're paying Netflix. I don't know how Netflix is worth $550 billion. You know, mashallah, today they are now talking about the financial market, they are talking about now the next crash. You know, you had a massive crash when? You call it the depression in 1929 in America. They call it the financial. It was a absolute. People became mentally unwell. I don't know if you heard recently, the Bitcoin went from $125,000 in one night overnight because of the orange man. Because of the orange man, you know what he announced in regards to the tariffs on China, 100%. From $125,000, it went down to overnight $110,000. So it's had a massive down, fall of approximately over 10% overnight. You know, people have become bankrupt. One individual in Ukraine shot himself in his car. Why? Because he had a few coins and he felt, you know, it's like, I've lost it. Wallahu alam, and well, for whatever reason, today people are living on credit. And that's what the West wants you to do. Why? So we become like donkeys. Allah Ta'ala, after you forgive me as well? Okay, for the language. The West want me and you to be only focused on entertainment, spending money, and spend what you don't have. That's what they want. Why? So that you got absolutely no time for anything else. You got no time for anything else. So khair, I was saying, one concept. So if you are spending where you are not meant to spend, then that is called tabdhir. Number one. Number two is israf. Israf is you are spending more than you should be spending. That is called israf. So you're spending in halal, but you are spending more than you should, i.e. you go overboard. This is called israf. Israf ka mana ziyadati karna. It means to go in excess. It means to go overboard. So example, give you a simple example. You know, we think when it comes to israf, we think it's only about spending money. It's not only about spending money. So example, you go to the corner shop or you go to shopping the shopping mall. Now, a lady is buying one bag because she needs it. But now she can't decide what color she wants to buy. And there are three colors. So she buys three bags. Same company, everything is the same. But because I like all three colors, so therefore I want to buy now three bags. You know, it's like today we are on another level when it comes to wastage and when it comes to israf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions israf in the Quran, Allah ta'ala does not mention it in a good way. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regards Fir'aun in the Quran? Innal musrifin hum ashabun nar. Those people who do israf and go overboard when it comes to, example, even disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is a part of israf as well. Those individuals are going to be the dwellers of hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Don't obey the matters of those who are wasters. Those people who waste, those people who go above board, those people who spend more than they have to, you do not follow them. You do not follow the lifestyle of those individuals that have become musrif. You know what they'll do now? During the zamana of the festive season. Now, you know, very soon we are going to come to bonfire night. And now our children, what they learn from school in regards to Halloween, okay, a child will come home and say to his father, I want to buy some, I want to buy some crackers, I want to buy some, some fireworks. This is complete wastage. This is complete wastage. The concept of wasting in Islam, you know, it's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. It is eye-opening. It is eye-opening. So I want to share with you two ayats of the Quran. And then inshallah some ahadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. But inshallah I just want to highlight to you. Today we think israf is only in spending money. Israf and wastage is not only spending money more than you need to. That is not israf. MashaAllah, what you spend for the hereafter, what you spend for Gaza, what you spend for Islamic organizations, MashaAllah, that will become a sadaqah jariyah for you. InshaAllah, that will become a sadaqah jariyah that is recorded in your book of deeds, inshaAllah, until the day of Qiyamah, and we will reap the consequences and the good consequences of that, inshaAllah, after we die, we will only realize it. But now, say example, you go into a... So number one, we have wastage when it comes to money, number one. Number two, we have israf when it comes to even eating. At the time of iftar, you sit down on the dastarkhan, and mashallah, on your plate, you've taken everything that you can't even eat. In our weddings, have you seen the concept of israf in our weddings? Mashallah, you know, the way we put on our plates is as if I don't take for the first time, the food is going to finish. Okay, and then you know how much of the food is left over on your plate? You are 75% on your food on your plate that is left over, and you're only able to eat 25%. What did the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam say when it came to even eating? So israf is not only in spending money. You know, when you waste time, this is also israf. When you spend your energy in things that are not going to be of benefit to us in the hereafter, this is also what? This is also israf. Spending time, excessive time in entertainment, this is maybe even come under the category of tabdhir. See, we're not saying don't take a break. We're not saying don't go to the park and exercise and play football. No, mashallah, absolutely play. But you know, you want a mental break, it's absolutely fine. But you know, some people, mashallah, their entire life is a mental break. For some people, the entire life is a mental break. So example, they are, have you seen, I'm asking myself, I'm speaking to myself first. When you retire to bed in the evening, Rasulullah told me and you to say, Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. That you read the dua, Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya, before you go to sleep. You know what we are doing? We are on TikTok. And that goes on for one hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and we don't even realize. And afterwards we realize, you know what, why are we not able to wake up for Fajr namaz in the morning? Because we wasted so much time in the night, Allah Ta'ala will not give us the tawfiq to wake up in the morning. Someone said it so beautifully. If your nights are not good, then remember your days are not going to be good. If you can't spend the night according to how Rasulullah ﷺ taught us, then remember you will not be able to wake up for Fajr namaz. If your day is not good in terms of your consumption is not halal, then remember there is no tahajjud in your life. If your consumption of food is haram, then know that you will never have the tawfiq of reading tahajjud namaz. Imam Al-Qushayri rahimahullah used to say, in Risala Al-Qushayriya he writes, the Sahaba were more particular, making sure that their food was halal, even more so they were concerned than they were reading tahajjud. Because the Sahaba knew if our consumption is not halal, then most certainly our actions are not going, we will not have the tawfiq to wake up in the morning. So when it comes to israf, you know, entertainment. How many of our youngsters are wasting their very, very precious time that Allah has given me and you in watching football, which is absolutely not beneficial in any way? You know, if someone wins the World Cup, someone wins the Champions League, or someone wins the, I don't know, whatever leagues you have, what will I and you get? Absolutely nothing at all. This will also come under the category of israf. Now look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. I want to highlight to you two ayats of the Quran, whereby you will realize what will happen. Now, when you look at balance, Islam is a religion of balance. What does Allah do in the Quran? In Surah Ar-Rahman, what does Allah say? Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. Allah Ta'ala made the sky. Allah Ta'ala elevated the sky. So mashallah, you know, if you have a ceiling, but the ceiling is very low, everything seems very congested. And you become very tight within yourself. Why? Because the ceiling is very low and there is a lot of crowd. Okay, and now mashallah, here the ceiling is very high. But look at the ceiling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ceiling of Allah is what? The sky. You know, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you in the Quran, in Amma Yatasa'aloon, Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, you think Allah Ta'ala cannot recreate you? Why don't you look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then you can see how Allah Ta'ala can recreate you? You are comparing your power with the power of Allah. How can you do that? And then Allah Ta'ala is giving me and you the example. Look at then, what's the biggest nail that we have in the world? Maybe those pegs that you have to hold the anchor on the riverbank. You know, to hold a ship. To hold a ship or something. You know, maybe, mashallah, you got big, big pegs. Allah is telling me and you, have you seen my pegs? Wal jibala awtada? The pegs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the mountains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلَقَتْ. And in there, you will find, وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. You know, Allah, the farsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how big is your bed? How big is my bed? MashaAllah, chalo, you got a king size. I don't know, wallahu alam, you got a specially made 7 feet by 6 feet. So when you argue with the wife, MashaAllah, you can have a separation with a pillow in between. So you've had a specially made bed, MashaAllah. You know, you got everything. But look at the bed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at the farsh of Allah. The farsh of Allah is what? وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. What is that? What is the roof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, why are you comparing? So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala elevated the sky. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. And then, وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. Allah placed a scale. Meaning, look at the balance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no israf. If there was israf on part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today you would not have the cosmic system running in harmony the way it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, Kullun fi falakin yasbahun. Kullun fi falak. Everything, be it the sun, be it the moon, be it the stars, they are all running on their own, you know, on their own rotation. Kullun fi falak. Now mashallah, it's a beautiful word. You know the ayat, Kullun fi falak. If you put it the other way around, exactly from the back, it is still Kullun fi falak. If you look at the word, Kullun fi falakin yasbahun. And everything swims in its own rotation. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah ta'ala kept everything balanced in the sky. Why? So you keep a balance. Allah tatghaw fil mizan. So you do not become rebels in your balance. You have to have balance within your life. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Allah ta'ala has created the balance, and then Allah ta'ala wants me and you to remain within a balance. There's a beautiful hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said, مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَخَارَ وَمَا نَدِيمَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ وَلَا عَالَ مَنِ اقْتَسَدْ. What did Rasulullah say? If you do مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَخَارَ, if you do istikhara, the riwayat of Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, كان يعلمنا الاستخارة كما علمنا أو كما يعلمنا سورة من القرآن. Sayyidina Jabir says, the Messenger of Allah used to teach us istikhara the way he used to teach us a surah of the Quran, like Surah Fatiha, like other surahs of the Quran. Rasulullah taught us istikhara. Istikhara means when you are in need, you ask Allah Ta'ala to deal with you, you ask Allah for khair. You ask Allah Ta'ala for good. كَمَا يُعَلِّمُنَا الْإِسْتِخَارِ مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَخَارِ. If you do istikhara with Allah and you ask Allah Ta'ala for khayr, inshallah you will never fail. وَمَا نَدِيمَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارِ. When you consult people, inshallah your elders, you consult them. And you will never regret your decision because I consulted those who were experienced. And وَلَا عَالَ مَنِ اقْتَسَدِ. If you are moderate in your spending, then you are never going to become poor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to leave that balance. Now look at the concept of balance in the life of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a lot to say on the topic of Israf, but inshallah I'm just going to quote to you two ayats. After I quote you the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, my time is running out, it's very, very minimal. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah was so particular. You know why today we are so unhealthy? Why? Because mashallah, we've got, every other person is got diabetes. There was a time, mashallah, my ustad used to say, when I used to come from India, and I used to ask the people, how's everything? So everyone used to say, mashallah, shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr of Allah. Now you ask them, how are they? And say, alhamdulillah, sugar hai. Now we got sugar. So before we had shukr, now we got sugar. You know, because there's an imbalance. Wherever there's an imbalance, then everything will go haywire. So today, look at our intake. Until we don't go onto the 5-2 diet. You know the 5-2 diet? There's no need to go on this diet and that diet and that diet. Me and you have been told by the Messenger of Allah, when it comes to eating, you should have a balance. And what is a balance? 5-2. 5-2 means 5 days you may eat and 2 days you fast. Monday and Thursday. This is a 5-2 diet. Rasulullah alayhi salam was so particular in regards to his balance and moderation of everything. When Rasulullah used to eat dates, what did he used to eat it with? With cucumber. In order to give that balance, because one is hot and one is cold. So what did Rasulullah do? He created a balance within that. You got the hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. Also mentioned by Ibn Majah as well. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was performing wudu. He was performing wudu. And whilst he's doing wudu, apparently he's wasting water. Abu Halaika, you know, if you are doing wudu on a flowing stream, the water that goes off your body is going back into the water. So it becomes a flowing stream. And the water is going back. There's no wastage. What did Rasulullah say? La tusrif wa in kunta ala nahrin jarin. Don't waste water. Even though you are on a flowing stream. Now ask yourselves, you are doing Colgate in the morning. And mashallah, the tap is running. Now be careful. You know why? Because now Thames Water charges for the money, for the water. So now be careful. Until now we had a flat bill. So now, you know, we had to pay for the year, we had to pay £350. It doesn't matter how much you waste, no big deal. Rasulullah, you know, go to Gaza and see what clean water means. To have access to clean water, go and see what it means. Go to Africa and areas of Africa where young girls have to walk miles to get contaminated water, not clean water. And we get, and look at the way we waste these things. So this is the Messenger of Allah. Look at the balance in the life of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal was an imam, of his locality. In Masjid al-Nabwi was a main masjid in the time of the Messenger of Allah in Medina Munawwara. On the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, you had a further eight masjids. And the Ansar used to read namaz in those masajid. They could not come for Fajr namaz. You can't come for Isha because there's no lighting. It's dark. So, you know, people used to come maybe for Zuhr, for Asr, for Maghrib. And then they had to go back. So Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal used to read Isha Salah with the Messenger of Allah in Masjid al-Nabwi. And then he used to go back to his community. And then he was the imam of his local masjid. So he used to lead his local masjid. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, mashallah, is an amazing, amazing individual. His grave today is in Jordan. He's buried in Jordan, mashallah. He died during the zamana of Ta'un Amawas, in the plague of Amawas, which struck the likes of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah in 18 AH. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal was very beloved to the Messenger of Allah. You know, I don't think you'll find about anyone else. You know what Rasulullah said? Inni uhibbuka fillahi ya Mu'adh. I love you for the sake of Allah, O Mu'adh. Yes, Rasulullah mentioned, you know, mashallah, that Rasulullah loved everyone. But you will find in the entire compilation of hadith for Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, this is what Rasulullah said to him. And this is why I'm telling you, O Mu'adh, never leave this dua after farz namaz. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. But then, look at the balance in the life of the Messenger of Allah. He goes back to his locality, he performs salat, and he, mashallah, starts Surah Al-Baqarah in Isha namaz. Now there are people behind him who have worked the entire day. So one sahabi stood behind Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala, and he's thinking he's not going to finish. His salah will not finish. So what does he do? Whilst he's standing, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and he finishes his salah, he goes to one side, and then he reads his salat on his own, and he goes home. Sayyidina Mu'az beats him, and he says, what did you do? How can you break your salat? So he comes and complains to the Messenger of Allah. Messenger of Allah, he was reading namaz behind Mu'ad ibn Jabal, and this is what he did. What did Rasulullah say to him? Affattanun anta ya Mu'az? You are going to test the people, O Mu'az. You're going to put them to trial. You want people to run away from salat, O Mu'az. You know, you have to be particular, O Mu'az. You can't do that. And then what did Rasulullah tell him? Read wa shamsi wa duhaha. Read wa tini wa zaytun in Isha salat. Meaning you have to cater for the people. There was a balance in the life of the Messenger of Allah. Be it eating, be it your time. Okay, there must be a balance and there cannot be israf. Inshallah, you know, my time is over. Inshallah, next week, inshallah, we will try and continue. There is a lot of elements in regards to the concept of israf. And we as an ummah today, where our money is going and where are we wasting and what should we do? And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I really wanted to quote to you two ayats of the Quran. Number one from Surah Yunus. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Number one. And number two, the dua of the people who are going out in jihad. Before the time of the Messenger of Allah, their dua in Surah Ali Imran. رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. There's a beautiful progression in that dua of the Messenger of Allah. What israf will do? What israf will do in the life of an individual? So inshallah we will, my khulasa inshallah, please do not become the brothers of shaitan by wasting, be it your time, be it your money, be it your other efforts, and be it your, the capacity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, where you can use that capacity in doing the work of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah. Hayya al-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah, before we start the khutbah. There's a brother who has requested, inshallah, he's got a coffee shop in, I think, Harlow Town Center, Anna Morava Coffee. Mashallah, he's saying he's just opened a new business. Make dua for him, inshallah, and whatever we spend, inshallah, he will give 10% to Gaza. So inshallah, you know, Muslim businesses, we should try and bring them up, inshallah. We should try and support them in whatever manner we can, inshallah. If you have an option of buying from a Muslim and a nun, and otherwise, even though you may be paying some money extra, maybe you should still go to the Muslim. Inshallah, he will give zakat, he will give sadaqat, and inshallah, you will and I will benefit from the sadaqat that he is giving, inshallah. You give it with that intention. It's like some people, they do their shopping from Makkah Mukarrama, and then they go Medina Munawwara, or they do their shopping from Medina Munawwara, and then they go to Makkah Mukarrama, and they think, you know what, I should have delayed my shopping and bought it from Makkah Mukarrama because it was expensive in Medina Munawwara. No. When you do your shopping in Medina Munawwara, you tell yourself, if there's anything extra I've given the shopkeeper, inshallah, it will go in sadaqah. So inshallah, you get the reward of sadaqah. The second announcement, inshallah, you see a van outside. Is a Turkish brother. He's also started a business, mashallah. He's come here and he's selling. I don't know what he's selling, but he's selling something, mashallah. He's a Turkish brother. Inshallah, you go have a look, inshallah, please. And again, you know, these are businesses that we should support, inshallah. Muslims, anywhere where a Muslim is doing, mashallah, work, please try and support them. And the next announcement is that, inshallah, next week, because the clocks go back, so the Jumu'ah Salat next week, the first Jumu'ah will be 12:30. And the second Jumu'ah will be 1:15. So inshallah, if you can just please note that time, inshallah. The first Jumu'ah next week, 12:30, and the second one will be 1:15, inshallah. So we will start the lecture around 11:45, inshallah. And the last announcement, inshallah, we have some volunteers, some brothers from Madani Girls School in Whitechapel. This is a Muslim girls school that cater for secondary education of our young girls. Brothers, sisters, you believe me, today the biggest challenge in this country in regards to our new generation is preserving their iman. If we keep them in a good environment, inshallah, we can hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve their iman. If you don't have a good environment at home, then you believe me, the Western educational system is made to, you know, made for our children to lose their iman. That is how the Western education system is made. You go into a secular school and the first thing hits you right in front of you is a rainbow. And I don't need to spell that out. But inshallah, you know, this is a school, mashallah, we have just over 270 students. They cater from the age of 11 right until the age of 18 and beyond. Not only do we have a secondary school, but we also have a college for 2 years, and thereafter we also have the Alimiya program where they do studies right until Sahih al-Bukhari. MashaAllah, we have an individual from Harlow who has studied right from the beginning, right until the end, and now she's become a teacher in Madani Girls School. Brother Shabazz, his daughter, MashaAllah, Ustada Madiha. MashaAllah, she is a wonderful, wonderful individual that we have had. She has graduated from the same school. And mashallah, may Allah reward Brother Shabazz and his family for the sacrifices they've gone through of every single day dropping off their children 27, 28 miles going and then coming back. Just imagine every single day for their education. If you want to preserve the iman of your children now, because of the VAT, Islamic schools and faith schools have been hurt very, very hard. Very, very hard. We have had children leaving because the parents can afford maybe the £3,000. Madani Girls School in London is the lowest charging school in terms of fees. The fees is only about £3,100. And that is the lowest in London. We have schools nearby that are charging £4,500, £5,000. Despite having only a charge of £3,100 plus the VAT, we have had individuals leaving because they can't afford it. So inshallah, please, if you can donate wholeheartedly, mashallah, we have four brothers outside, inshallah, including Brother Khalid, we will do the collection, inshallah, your cards, whatever, lillah money, sadaqah, nafilah money you have, please, if you can donate it, mashallah, they've come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you immense barakah in your wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard the iman of our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant tawfiq to Islamic schools, inshallah, to continue to flourish, inshallah, and preserve the iman of our children. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, please make dua for Gaza, Sudan, Yemen, all over the world, for the Muslims all over the world, inshallah. Please make dua for them.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أمر بالقصد والاعتدال ونهى عن الإسراف والتبذير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله عز وجل فإنها وصية الله للأولين والآخرين قال سبحانه وتعالى وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين والإسراف هو تجاوز الحد فيما أحل الله سواء في الطعام أو الشراب أو المال أو الوقت وهو من صفات أهل الغفلة الذين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عنهم إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا وها هنا أنواع الإسراف الإسراف في المال التبذير في المباحات وترك الصدقات والإسراف في الطعام والشراب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ملأ ابن آدم وعاء شرا من بطنه بحسب ابن آدم أكلات يقمن سلبه رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله والإسراف في الوقت هو تضييعه في غير طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى وأن الإسراف يؤدي إلى الفقر والحاجة ويفسد الأخلاق ويزيد الغفلة ويجلب سخط الله عز وجل وعقابه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين ختاما نسأل الله أن يعيننا على التوسط والاعتدال وأن يرزقنا شكر النعم والابتعاد عن التبذير بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم من الآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله عباد الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يرضى لكم ثلاث ويكره لكم ثلاث يرضى لكم أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا وأن تناصحوا من والله الله أمركم ويكره لكم قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله فلنحرص على شكر النعمة وعدم إضاءتها في الحرام أو المبالغة في المباح اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الشاكرين ووفقنا لترك الإسراف والتبذير وبارك لنا فيما رزقتنا واغفر لنا ولجميع المسلمين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن الصحابة أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اختريتم اهتديتم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك رحيم كريم مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم ارزقنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. اللهم اجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Just cater for the brothers who are coming behind, inshallah. Brothers at the back, inshallah, just walk into the sufuf, inshallah. Brothers, if you can please keep the children, inshallah, with yourselves, inshallah. And the garments above the ankles for the duration of salat, brothers, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
سو الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة. وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت؟ وإلى السماء كيف رفعت؟ وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت؟ وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت؟ فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات، وتواصوا بالحق، وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين